Hello there, welcome to this guided meditation. This guided meditation is going to all be around food, exercise, weight, and health. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through just a short meditation. We're going to get you into a really relaxed state, and then I'm going to talk to you about some limiting beliefs that you might have, and we're going to start working on implanting some new thoughts around those in your subconscious mind. This meditation is really around getting deep into your mind, deep into the subconscious, and starting to create some new beliefs and some new suggestions around things. I'm keeping it quite broad because obviously I don't know your individual circumstances, so I'm making this meditation quite broad, across quite a few topics, and just talking you through some of those. When we get started, you'll hear me asking you to begin by taking your eyes and looking up towards your eyebrows. This actually gets you into a deeply relaxed state. It mimics the eye movement that you have when you're in sleep. And then I'll be asking you to count backwards from 10 to 1 and some visualizations around that as well. You can absolutely do this before bed. You can do this lying down in bed and let yourself drift off to sleep listening to it, or you can do it as you would any other meditation, sat in a comfortable position. And I hope you really enjoy it. I hope you feel really lovely and relaxed. Try not to think too much about focusing on the words. As they said, they will have the right impact and you'll pick out the ones that you need to hear. But this is really just about you getting into a relaxed state and then just letting your ears listen and absorb the information. So, do get yourself into a comfortable position and we shall begin. So, to start off with, take your eyes and look up towards your eyebrows and just hold that gaze as far up as you can, and you might find that you start to blink, that starts to feel a little bit funny, a little bit of a different kind of sensation, but just continue to look up towards your eyebrows. And then slowly, I'd like you to close your eyelids, but while keeping your eyes pointed up. If you can do that now, and then just hold your eyeballs pointing up for a couple of seconds, and then just let them relax under your eyelids. Now, I'd like you to visualize a staircase, somewhere that leads down to a place that looks really cozy, perhaps a little bit dark, but very cozy and relaxing. Lots of cushions, lots of perhaps a fire, roaring fire in the corner, somewhere that looks lovely and relaxing. And there's 10 steps that go down towards this lovely, cozy den. And I'd like you to start to take some steps on that staircase. I'm going to count you down from 10 to 1. Each number we move down, you feel more relaxed and just let more tension and anxiety flow away from you. So, the first step, 10, you're starting to feel relaxed. Stresses of the day are starting to fall away. 9, you're starting to feel a little bit more relaxed. Your muscles are starting to loosen. 8, you're starting to feel that you're sliding down to deep relaxation. 7, you're starting to let go of everything that's happened to you today. 6, you're starting to feel a lightness in your body and a relaxation. 5, you're starting to feel even more relaxed. Your muscles are letting go even more. 4, you're really starting to feel relaxed, sleepy, wonderful, blissful state. 3, feel your foot on the step. 3, feel yourself sliding down into a really relaxed state. 2, you feel so safe and comfortable. You can see that beautiful, cozy den. And 1, you're in a really deeply relaxed state. You lie on the cushions and you just feel fully supported and completely relaxed. So, throughout your life, people and situations have had an impact on the things that you believe to be true about yourself and about the world. And a lot of those are around the themes of food and exercise and weight. And we're going to talk through some of those and some of the beliefs that you might have which aren't actually true. So people might have told you or had you believe that you weren't enough because you didn't fit into a certain body image, that you ate certain food, that you moved or didn't move. And I'm here to remind you that you are absolutely enough. You are completely and totally enough, and it doesn't matter what weight you might be, you are enough, you are accepted, you are connected to others, and you are safe. It's completely possible and safe for you to lose weight if you wish. It's completely possible and safe for you to just be happy with your body the way it is. Some people might have had you believe that food or exercise was difficult or hard or really difficult to make consistent, but that's not true. You can see evidence of this everywhere. People find it joyful and easy. Perhaps you had a belief that made you think that some foods were good and some foods were bad, and that by eating some of the bad foods that you were bad too. That belief is not true. It's completely safe for you to eat whatever food you like. Food is just food. Food is just energy. And you have complete control over your relationship with food and the foods that you choose to eat. No matter what anyone has said to you in the past, you are not your food or your exercise or your weight. You are so much more than that. You are completely enough. You have deep connections. You are deeply loved, regardless of anything to do with food or exercise. But if you choose to make some changes around food or exercise, it's completely safe for you to do that. You're completely in control. Any failure is fine. There's actually nothing wrong with failing. You can just get back up and try again. You can own whatever consistency feels good to you. It's safe to be imperfect around this. Doing something is always better than doing nothing. There's so many things that you can do to support your health, and it's completely safe for you to do so. There's no need to create excuses anymore for not doing certain things. There's no need to feel guilty about eating certain things, because that never really helps. You have complete control over these things in your life. You have empowered yourself, just listening to this, to have complete power over your relationship with food, exercise, and how you feel about your body. It's completely safe for you to do that. You can let go of any fear that you have around your weight as it is now, your weight as it might be in the future, or in losing weight as well. There's no need for any fear. You are deeply loved. You are deeply connected. There's no need for you to have any fear around any of these topics. If you want to change your habits, that's completely safe as well. Nothing bad will happen if you change your habits. Only good things will happen when you take control of how you feel about food and exercise and your weight. There are so many things that you can do to move your body that feel so good. And there's nothing dangerous or unsafe about you doing that. You will always be deeply loved and deeply connected. There'll be no rejection from you doing any of these things. It's safe to be imperfect. It's safe to be happy with your weight. It's safe to lose weight. It's safe to exercise. All of these things are completely fine. It doesn't matter whether that person was someone close to you or someone not, but anyone who's made you feel bad around the way that you eat or exercise or your weight does not deserve to have your attention any longer. From this moment forward, you're letting that go. It does not serve you anymore. It's totally safe for all of these things to change, for you to change how you feel about them. And it's completely possible for you to have a good relationship around your health, around food, exercise, and weight. It's completely possible to change how you feel around those things, and it's completely possible to change your behaviour around those things as well. You see evidence of that all of the time. You see evidence in other people and how they relate to food, exercise, and their weight. And you see the evidence in yourself every day, how you're changing your relationship with these things. Every day you see the evidence. And every day you see the evidence of how loved and supported and cared for you are, and how deeply connected you are as well. So you have nothing left to feel afraid of or to fear or to worry about when it comes to your relationship with food, exercise, and weight. You are in control. You are empowered. You are more than enough. And you are in the driving seat going forward. Fear is not part of this equation anymore. Just freedom. Freedom to know that you are loved, to know that you are enough, to know that food, exercise, and weight are just things in your life that you can control, that you don't have any fear left around at all. You feel so good about those things. Those things are easy. They are full of ease. Food, exercise, and weight feel light. They feel easy. They don't feel hard at all. And you know that no matter what happens around those things, you are always deeply loved and deeply connected. Now you can really feel those cushions around your body. You can really feel that you're in that lovely, relaxed state. But now I'd like you to start and think about returning to a more conscious state. And start wiggling your fingers, start wiggling your toes. Perhaps visualise yourself getting up from the cushions and walking over to the staircase and seeing the beautiful sunlight at the top of the staircase and starting to walk up the stairs as you start and breathe more deeply. You start and move your body a little bit more, flicker your eyes open, and now you're at the top of the staircase in the bright sunlight and you open your eyes and you're back in your space at home. And I really hope that that has, hopefully you've just let yourself relax and drift off to that and haven't paid too much attention to the words and just let them sink in. But if you have really picked up on some of those things, I really hope that that has been helpful for you. And a really great thing to do with this is to listen to it as often as you can. It can be really useful to listen to it once a day and just to see how this reprogramming meditation can really start to help you